Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Friday afternoon, the weekend coming up. And it's kind of a weird overcast, kind of supposed to rain, maybe not rain here in the Los Angeles area. We really need the rain. They're talking about El Nino, that we're going to have a really severe weather year, fall and winter, and a lot of rain. And spring, it goes into the spring, so it'd be fun. Rain will be fun. It'd be fun to have a little bit of wet weather for once. Last 3 or 4 years, 4 years, I guess, has been really pretty dry. I mean, it's like we all have to shower together and all that stuff, you know. So, welcome to the show. As the setup for the show was, we're going to talk to dead people. We're going to talk to, well, we'll try to connect with. It's kind of funny, last night I got kind of into the mood of this all because I was chatting with a friend of mine on Facebook. We've known each other for about 3 years, 3 or 4 years now. Long time, it feels like. Mostly, we've talked on the phone, but mostly chatting, you know, Facebook Messenger chat and stuff like that. And she lives in Australia. And her grandmother came in to me last night. We were chatting, you know, on Facebook. And her grandmother came and was giving her advice. I thought, well, that's kind of out of the blue. I could really feel the presence of her grandmother. And it was really cool. So I thought, well, let's do that today. Let's see if we can get somebody's aunt or uncle or grandmother or grandfather or maybe even some famous person to come through. So I have a caller. And I'll be with you in a minute. And also I'd like to talk about past lives. What were you in your past life? But how does that relate to now? Because part of the work I do is regression work in the sense of finding out where that program, that thought program that came into existence limiting you now, where did it come from? Was it your childhood? Or maybe even was a past life? So that's what I deal with. And that's the main part of my work, is to help people change or rewire those subconscious programs, those thought programs and patterns to create and manifest what you want in your life and to feel better, to actually feel better. Nothing worse than feeling bad. So the word today, and I posted in the Messenger and wrote some articles, and we'll go through it, or posted some articles, I should say, some quotes and so forth. So I'll give you the link for the Messenger, and you can read more about what I write and what I'm talking about. The word is play. And let's just stretch that to use the word fun. So we'll talk about play, we'll talk about fun, because it is a weekend. Why not? Do we have to be so serious all the time? I'll give you one quote. This is not in there, it's another place. Life is more fun if you play games. Ronald Dahl. Okay, it's from the book My Uncle Oswald. So I believe that. I really believe that. My mother used to tell me, you know, my mother had some wisdom, you know, even though my mother was kind of dysfunctional. She had some wisdom. When one of her little statements that she always made was, make work play. Make it a game. Make it fun. Make whatever you're doing, if it's washing dishes, if it's cleaning floors, it's whatever you're doing, make it a game. And so I have some other quotes related to that. So we'll talk about that. And I have an Abraham quote for you, too. Okay, so it's all about fun. And so, okay, somebody left. Okay, so let me get into the quotes. Okay, let me go there. Somebody's there. Well, people pop in and pop out. Okay, how fun is that? So let's see if we can tap into somebody's dead whatever. Nobody dies, really. You just transition into a non-physical life form. So, but I use the word dying or dead people. It's just kind of like in humor. I don't take it seriously. If we take death seriously, it becomes a serious subject. Hello.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
What's going on, Melissa, on this beautiful Friday? Is it warm and sunny or cold or wintry or whatever you're at?
I'm in Texas. It's warm and beautiful and bright blue sky.
Not here. No, we have overcast. I wish it would rain, but it's not raining. It's just being overcast, which is not that much fun. Yeah. But it's warm, though, which is really weird for Southern California. It's warm and overcast at the same time. So it feels more like Hawaii than Southern California. So what's going on with you today? Yeah, that's El Nino thing, what brings warm water up from South America. And so it we get warm rain, not cold rain. So there goes the snow. There goes the skiers this winter. Oh, well.
Hi.
They'll have to go to Alaska to ski. So what's going on?
I was hoping that you all could connect with my mom.
Oh, okay. Let's see if I can connect with your mom. Your mom's name. Let's try to get me connected with. I'm sorry?
Sure.
Cut out.
Her name is Nancy.
Nancy, when did she die?
Sunday.
Ooh, that's really quick. That's only a couple days ago. I'm sorry. You okay? You okay?
I'm hanging in there. I'm missing her. Yeah.
Oh, obviously you are. I mean, it's so raw. So raw. Let me see if I get any messages. Okay, here's what I hear now. You could, you know, and hopefully I'm connecting with her. The transition went well. Okay, that's basically it. The transition went well, and I'm sitting in love. Sitting in love. Was she religious at all?
Oh, she believed in Jesus.
Yeah, because I get something to my favorite saint. And that, and whatever that means, is sitting next to me.
Oh, well, that would be Jesus.
Yeah, my favorite saint. Now, you can't take this literal, but in a symbolic way, I'm hearing it as, he holds my hand, comforts me, and shows me the promise for a bright future. Okay?
Okay.
And, now, you want a message for you from her, obviously, right?
Yes, please.
I mean, that's... the love that he is sending me in the comforting of my spirit, I will send on to you. So you will be comforted. That love that he sends to me to comfort me, I will pass on to you. So you're going to feel some comfort. You're going to feel like you have been embraced by this love. Okay? When you're ready.
Okay.
But you will.
Okay.
You know, it's really about, I mean, the energy and the message really says about to you, don't worry about me, take care of you. Don't worry about me, take care. I'm in the arms of love. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's more about you than her. She's in a good place. She's being comforted.
Okay.
She's being loved. She's surrounded by, you know, by Jesus and that energy with her. She's more concerned about you healing when you're ready, okay? Healing when you're ready. And she's going to send you comfort or love.
I want her to know that I'm trying to honor her in all of this. And I really want the world to know how beautiful she was.
With what I'm kind of getting is that the idea that you need to hold the vision of her not as old was she when she passed?
She was 64.
Are you there?
Yes. She was 64.
I'm really sensing that the energy is, she really wants you to see her as young and vital, like in her 30s. If you have pictures of her in her 30s, hold that energy as young and vital. Okay?
Okay.
And that will be a comfort to you, and that will and how do I put this? It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. She's pulling back a little bit. It's like you seeing her like that, you'll know more of what she's like now.
Okay.
That she's young, she's vital. There whatever was going on, no longer in her presence. You need to if you're going to talk to the present to the world, you present her as that vital young person that she was. Okay?
Okay. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Okay, good. So you're on top of it, but she'll send you more energy. More comfort.
Oh, good.
Love. Okay?
Sure. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
live in the happy memories is what I hear. Live in the happy memories. Okay?
Okay. I got it.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
That's pretty. That's, you know, a lot of times we don't get messages from people who have passed recently, but I really did feel that energy, and I kind of get a picture of kind of the what it might feel or look like, and I just felt this energy, this image, this picture of Jesus. She used the word saint, but just holding her hand, like in a symbolic, but in a spirit way, holding her hand, giving her comfort, giving her energy, giving her love, just constantly compassion, and teaching her how she will help others from the non-physical world to the physical world. It's like she's going to go through a process of learning more and remembering more and more of how to help others from her place now. Okay, so we'll let it go. Yes, hopefully you listened to the last part of that. It's always good to stick around for a while because stuff always comes in afterwards. Lots of stuff. I continue to get messages. Oh, somebody left. Okay, and I was getting a message for somebody. Maybe it's somebody in the chat room, if you're still there. And it might be a pass. I don't know who this is, and I'm not sure who this is for and who this is from. But I get the message, take me seriously. Take me seriously. I'm not sure if it's a spirit teacher or it's referring to the last call. But the message is, take me seriously. So I don't know if that's a person for the chat room. And if that's your concern, is that your concern? The person that's worried about people taking you seriously? I don't know. Well, let me give you some quotes. You can think about that. Anybody else wants to call in if they either want to deal with their past lives or if they want to get a message from a non-physical, you know, someone who has passed. It could be a friend. It could be a relative. It could be a parent. It could be a great-grandparent. It could be a famous person. And any of the above. But I did get a message for, and whoever this is for, take me seriously. And I don't know if it's a person in the chat room or a person I'm going to talk to, but I don't know if it was meant from a spirit being person, but I think it is, but I think it's meant for somebody in the chat room. But if you guys, if that makes any sense to you at all. So let me get into some quotes. The other emphasis today on the word play, have some fun, enjoy life. So I have some quotes for you. If you want to call and if you have questions about past lives or somebody who has passed, we can do that. Your choice. Oh, people leave. You know, sometimes the theme is not what people want. Okay, so the word today is play. And this is from, I let the address of the messenger, so you can go read this or you can read thought for other days. The word for today is play. Men do not quit playing because they grow old. They grow old because they quit playing. I love that quote. I think I'm going to read that again because that's such a. Are you going to say people? I like the more general on this. People do not quit playing because they grow old. They grow old because they quit playing. And that was Oliver Wendell Holmes, Sr. One more time. I love this quote. People do not quit playing because they grow old. They grow old because they quit playing. That's where I got word for the idea of play, enjoying life, having some fun. Don't take life so seriously all the time, right? So I should back caption it on Facebook. I will admit, a little nonsense now and then is cherished by the wisest men. Dull. In the great elevator. A little nonsense now and then is cherished by the wisest men. Remember one recent psychologist. And he was talking about dealing with life, and I forgot who it was, and I wish I could remember who to give this person credit. But his quote was, at times we just need to do nothing and be silly. At times we just need to play. At times we don't need to to solve all the world and all our problems. Actually, if you want to solve a problem, go play. If you want to fix something in your life, go play. Turn it over to God. Let it go. And I have an article on that, too. So, Alan Watts. Alan Watts is a Buddhist teacher. He's been around for a long time, if I'm thinking of the right Alan Watts here. But this is the real secret of life, to be completely engaged with what you are doing in here and now. Instead of calling it work, realize it is play. Let me read that again. I think this is just a really, really important statement, and we sometimes miss this. This is the real secret of life, and this really rings my soul. And I go, yes, my mother started to tell me all those years ago, right? This is the real secret of life, to be completely engaged with what you are doing in the here and now, being present, being. Don't be way in the past or way in the future or even, you know, tomorrow. It's right now. And instead of calling it work, so I'll leave it there. But think about that. What do you call, see, I don't like the word work because that sounds drudgery. It sounds like something you have to do. You have to do it. You have to go to work, you know, versus, hey, I'm going to go play for a while, a few hours today. Have some fun. I'm going to make something. I'm going to create something wonderful today. Okay, Tom Robbins, who I don't know, but it's a great quote. Humanity has advanced, and what has advanced is not because it has been sober, responsible, and cautious, but because it has been playful, rebellious. Think about it. Read that again. Tom Robbins. I don't know Tom, but I like the quote. Anyway, humanity has advanced. When it is that it has advanced, because it has been sober, responsible, and cautious, but because it has been playful, rebellious, and immature. I love that. That's a great quote. Think about that for a while. Great things, great creative things don't come from sitting at the office and worrying. They go by playing tennis or playing golf or having fun or playing with children or playing with your dog and cat. That's where great things happen, is when we get into that mode of play. Okay, so I'm going to call and see what happens. I got somebody typing in the chat room. Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, George. I'm actually not in a quiet place to ask a question, but I just wanted to listen.
Okay, I'll let you listen. If you want to talk, buzz me back somehow, some way.
Well, I mean, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, my question would be about my love life, if you see anything coming in.
Okay, well, as the theme of the show is talking to people past, so I'm not going to go to my spirit guides. I'm going to go to one of your deceased relatives or friends, somebody that knows you, right? Okay, it's a male figure. Male. I get really strong male figure. Grandfather, a great grandfather type. Okay. It's a really, heavy energy in the sense it's a very authoritarian or a very strong energy. Okay, very strong energy.
Okay.
And kind of is when I'm feeling the energy, it's trying to get a clear message. But something about aligning you up, or you're being aligned for, it's like a picture of a line and people in a line, not a horizontal line versus a vertical line. So they don't come one at a time. They line up for you. So it feels like, yes, there's a lineup being going to be presented to you soon about partner. Okay? So choices. Don't get like there's just one single person in the whole world. It feels like there's going to be choices for you really soon. And whoever there is, this other figure is that we're lining up. And let me give you, because they're giving you a message too about you and being ready for this, okay? And I'm trying to get the clarity of the message, because it feels like they're saying you've had a lot of struggles to get ready to do this relationship. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You've had some struggles to get prepared to have a relationship, but you've cut cords, to whatever that is in the past. You've cut the cards, and
yep.
you've taken the old garbage, and thrown them in the center. Okay?
Yeah.
So it has to be, it could be emotional, but it could be physical, too. Physical, removing things. But it's, okay? And yeah, you're at a place where this can happen for you. But this is, I mean, there's a sense of humor here. I don't know if you knew this very well. But the sense of humor is, stop trying to go to the incinerator and drag the baggage back out.
Okay.
Do you know what that means for you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, stop doing that. Because once you stop doing that, the lineup will be there for you. So you have choices, dear.
Okay.
You have choices.
Well, that's nice.
That's a good thing. It's,
yeah, it's a great thing.
Well, because you're deserving of choices.
I'm sorry, George. You kind of cut out a little bit. Can you repeat that?
You're deserving of choices.
Oh, thank you.
I get this kind of like this image of your ancestors sitting around a table going, wish you'd get it to a little quicker. Love. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're ready for love.
Yeah,
you're
I
ready
am.
For love, aren't you? You haven't been ready. You haven't been, though.
Well, I had to go through a few things.
Yeah, because you kind of pushed it away at some point in the past. You pushed it away. Or you didn't allow it in. Yeah. You're better place now. Just don't drag the garbage back in, right?
Right. I love that. Okay, thanks, George. That's awesome.
You're welcome. You take care.
You
okay,
too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. A lot of times I really prefer to talk to your relatives, right, or friends, because I know you intimately. I mean, I talk to spirit guides, but spirit guides may not have a direct connection to you about your questions, right? And they're always there to help you. They always want to help you at some level. But sometimes we're not open to help. It's funny, though, because I'm getting this, and I don't know if it was a message for her or somebody else or everybody, really, in general. The message was, we try to tap you on the shoulder and give you guidance, but sometimes you ignore us because you let your egos get in the way. Okay, I don't know who that's for. So I got a comment in the chat room. I had a best friend who's an artist. She committed suicide because she couldn't make a living as an artist. People didn't take it seriously. That's really sad. Do you have a first initial or initials? I don't want the full name. And about when did she do this? Okay, because I'm trying to tap into the energy. So if you can give me that, an initial, first and last name, initials, not real names, and about when she passed. And that would help me to kind of see if I'm on the right energy for her. Oh, you didn't have to give me the name. But that's okay. I'll give you what I'm getting. And this is really, really sweet. It's like she's built, she's an artist. She still has energy in the non-physical world. She's safe. There was a lot of healing that had to take place for her, is what I'm sensing or feeling here. A lot of healing had to take place. And this is really sweet. She's now creating rainbows in the sky. Beautiful colors in the sky. She's like, and then not even here on this planet, but in the universe, she's involved in beautiful colors and creating beautiful colors for people to appreciate. Does that make sense? Does that sound like her at all? Because I just get these these rainbows and these colors and these just this beautiful stuff she does. But she does it for us because that's her job now, to create beautiful colors for Aurora Borealis, if I can say that correctly. She does that stuff. That's part of her job. I know it's a natural phenomena, but there is a spirit energy behind all of it. The intensity of the colors, it's the working with the colors. So she works with colors. Colors with plants, colors with this, new things are evolving, and she's working with color. Does that sound like her? seems like a very good work with companies that way. It's beautiful colors. I see a lot of turquoise around. Blues and turquoise, greenish blues. I wish I have all the descriptions of all the colors, the proper words for the colors, but they're beautiful. Yeah, that flowing. If you've ever seen the Aurora Borealis, you know what I'm talking about in colors. But that's the kind of color she works with now. So she's happy. She gets to play with colors. It's almost like abstracts. Okay. So she's in a good place. She's having fun. Are you having fun, though? That's the question for you guys. Are you having fun? Are you enjoying life? So let me give you some more quotes or some statements and do we go from here. The theme today is about play. It's about enjoying life. It's about having fun. And the non-physical world is trying to tell us, yeah, have some fun. Have some fun. Be creative. Okay? Okay, so let me give you another quote. And you can find these on at themessenger.info. You know, themessenger.info. You can find these nice. Yeah, well, I try to do them every day. Every once in a while, I skip a couple of days here and there, but I try to do these every day. Just inspirational thoughts. Okay. This is from Pam Grout, who's one of my favorite authors today. Her little brief article was about, and let me read it to you. And she first quotes Will Smith. Second, I decide something's done. It's done. I just have to wait for you, all of you, to see it. We'll get into what he meant and what she meant to that. Or in my case, as Pam said, I have to wait for myself to see it. The minute I make an intention, it's real. It's a viable creation. But until I can feel it and actually be it, my intention stays in a vibrational plane that's my sight. Making intentions is never the problem. We all have intentions. I have intention to get a job. I have intention to find a lover. I have all these intentions. Okay, right? So what we intend is already present. It's just that you and me and everybody else discovered it, that we keep staring at its lack. Ooh, isn't that I don't have it yet. Oh, it's not in my life yet, right? That's not right. Until we catch up vibrationally, we are unable to see and enjoy our fabulous creations. As I restaurants say, we're already created enough joy and happiness for 20 or 30 lifetimes. I hope this is a comfort thought. Our only responsibility is to get ourselves tuned into the joyful vibrations where blessings flow, to be resonating to the vibrational catalog of love, fun, and laughter. We literally have to distract ourselves from all the thoughts and emotions that block the natural flow. That's, isn't it? Let me finish it here. Most of us are really good at first part of the equation, making the intention. Might tend to go to your picture, right? Sort of stuff. The part where we get out of our way and allow love and joy and the new Mercedes-Benz into our sphere of awareness is often more problematic. So for now, forget about your intentions. Just focus on every brilliant, juicy, fun, delicious thought you can think of. Ooh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Fun, delicious thought you can think of. Be grateful for every little thing. Yes, appreciation and gratitude, right? That's everything that even remotely resembles your intention and everything that doesn't. So let's say you have an intention to meet a lover, to have a friend, a boyfriend, girlfriend, a partner, or husband, wife. You have that intention. What does it feel like? Okay, let me finish her article, and then we'll get a little bit more into that. When joy is the dominant emotion, you'll be able to pull things out of the air like magicians pull rabbits out of hats. Okay, so what does she mean? And let me define this. And let's say that you want a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is. How does that feel? What does love feel like? What is it going to feel like to have that person? Now, have to stay away from the negative stuff. You have to stay away. Well, I've never had relationships don't work out for me, and I keep dragging in the wrong people, and blah, blah, blah. The old program, which I talk about all the time, getting rid of that old programming and getting into a positive thought pattern. And the positive thought pattern is this, like, what's the juicy feel like about having experience? Go there. What's that going to feel like when this partner, we're cuddling on the couch and watching the fireplace or watching an old movie together and it's on a rainy day and we're hanging out and we're laughing and we're giggling and we're just having fun or we're walking in the rain. It's so warm and loving to be with my partner. So if you want love, you got to go there. You got to think in those terms. You got to feel in those terms. Feel what it feels like. If you want a new job, what does it feel like to be at this new job and creating and you're doing things and you people are going, wow, you did a great job today. Thank you for participating in our company, and you get accolades for working hard, for working at your company, and it feels good to go to work every day, and you just feel like you really want to go because you really enjoy it, right? So whatever your intention is, visualize it, feel it, get it into a really good feeling about it. You want to go to Europe for a month. What does it feel like? Now you can get into that, well, I don't have enough money and I don't know if I'll ever get the money and blah, blah, blah. No, the universe is not going to respond in a positive way to your negative thought patterns. The universe is going to respond to those positive thought patterns. How does it feel? Does it feel good? Let me take a call. We'll get into some other articles and some other quotes. Today is about play. It's also talking to dead people. Okay, hello.
Hey, George, how are you?
Fine. Who am I speaking to?
It's Rick. We haven't spoken in a while. How are you?
I'm doing well. How was?
I'm good. I had called months back regarding that hypnosis I had that didn't end well.
Okay.
I had a bad experience. I didn't know if you remember me.
Not really, but keep going.
Oh, no, I didn't want to talk about that.
What's going on today?
Not much. How you been?
Fine.
Very good. Glad to hear that everything's well.
Yes.
Very good. Now, you were talking about, this wasn't my point, but you were talking about thoughts, delicious thoughts, and, you know, having a positive outlook in regards
well,
to, like, a healthy outlook on life?
It's about setting an intention. We all have intentions, right?
Yes.
Whether it's to have a relationship, a new job, more money, a new car, whatever it is, it's having feeling that emotion that you're attaching to it that feels good without those negative, oh, I don't think I deserve that. Oh, it's going to be so hard to get that. Oh, I don't know if I can do that. Oh, I've failed at love before. Stuff. Where you want to go just into, well, that's going to feel really good. You put yourself in a new relationship just having fun. You know there's going to be difficult times in a relationship, trying to avoid that. But you got to feel good about the concept. That's what it's about. Okay?
Absolutely. And, no, I agree. And, you know, for me, you know, not to sound too graphic, but after a long day of work, I like to go home and, you know, pleasure myself. And that seems to get me through, you know, if I've had a rough day.
Now, I got to get to the point because I have some other callers, so I don't have a lot of time left here.
I just wanted to call and say hello, and a great show as always. And I love you, and I love your work.
Okay, thanks.
I love
you. Oh, thank you very much. Okay,
love
I love you,
you
too. Now, yeah,
love you. Thank you, bye. Love you.
Okay. Yeah, love is a cool thing. I did that a lot today with people I know or people I've met or just – kind of quick connections is, you know, I'm sending you love today. I'm sending you love. So let me take a couple calls because I want to make sure I get to everybody. Oh, Mary Lou. Okay, you've been holding the longest, just barely. So it's a Mary Lou and then a 216 for your next after that. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that last call was a troll, and it's really funny that you didn't even bat an eye at it, and you did good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
How are you today?
I'm good, I think. Yeah, good.
You're a Mary Lou?
Yes.
One word or two?
Both. I make it one word when people are going to call me Mary so that I won't be called Mary.
Good, very good. Yeah, my sister, that was my sister's name. My sister had passed many years ago. Okay, Mary Lou.
And the long story short, I realized that I had reincarnated and my name has been Mary before. And I guess I'm just trying to have a different identity.
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, it's a very common name. It's an older name. Name after the Virgin Mary kind of thing, right? Yeah, you had. I'm taken back a little bit because I'm feeling that your energy around that name goes back for many generations, many thousands of years almost. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds strange, but variations on that name. But it all has to do, and I don't know the real definition of it, but it feels like it's all about being in joy. Okay?
Okay. So your topic...
That's your principal thing, is to be in joy.
So your topic today, isn't it on past lives and...
Dead people.
And dead people.
Well, I joke about that. They're not really dead. They're just in the physical world now. But, you know, it's like, I go back to that movie Sixth Sense, I see dead people, right?
Okay, so in that theme, are there any dead people related to any of my past lives that I'm working on around me at this time?
Well, that's a complicated question. Okay, let me dead people you've had in this lifetime or other lifetimes that are focusing on you now, right? Okay?
Past life healing and dead people. How's that?
Well, here's the word I get. Okay, let's start with this word and we'll see where we go with energy. It was a lover from a past life, okay, who's not in the physical world now but is observing you from the non-physical world. It's kind of tying the two together, but it feels like you had this lover in a number of lifetimes, and you could have been married, but just use the word lover for a moment, because you went back and forth between male and female, but so you were very much involved in each other's lives in different lifetimes. Your last lifetime together, wow. Okay, this is pretty heavy stuff. It's emotional, because you died together, okay? You died together. You keep getting the 1920s. You died together. Okay?
Okay.
And it feels like, I won't say it's suicide, but you realize that you rather be together in death than miserable in life. Okay? That's pretty heavy.
Okay.
So, what's the message? And I don't get a name, and I wish I did, but John was one name that he had in one lifetime. Okay, John comes in really strong. I don't think it relates to anybody in this lifetime. But John is basically saying to you, the word is comfort. He's here to comfort you, okay, and help you. Are you looking for a relationship now, or are you in a relationship?
Oh, I'm looking.
Yeah, because he's here to help you now. To find love that is equivalent to the love you had with him. Okay?
Okay.
So it's like putting people in front of you and kind of giving you that nudge to say, this is a good one. This is a keeper. You need to stay with that one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're a contrary, believe it or not.
What's that mean?
You don't always listen to advice. Other people, you do your own thing, okay?
Okay.
So I'm really feeling that, yeah, that energy, that John, whoever he was in a past life, and is here to prompt you into, hey, this is a good one. You can ask John, what do you think about this one? And you'll get a message, okay?
Okay.
You'll get some kind of stirring within you that feels good or doesn't feel good. You feel that energy comes from outside yourself. I better go. I got some other calls, but that's the message. Yeah, this person, his name is John, for sure. Call Matt.
Call Thank Matt. You. Bye.
Take care. That was pretty. I don't get names, but that was because I don't think he was in this lifetime. So I got a 216. Let me take that call, and we'll move through these. Try to get to the point.
Hi.
Here. Hello.
Hello. My name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
It's a very good thing. So what's going on today?
I just want you to give me any message that I can get from anyone from my past or my, you know, past life or anything. You're the boss. You take over.
Well, I'll see if I get anybody. It's definitely a woman. Definitely a woman. And it feels like an ancestor more than a... Well, a lot of times we move together in lives together. So, you know, we have groups of people that come in and out of our lives. You know, we... It's not just brand new people in each lifetime, if that makes sense. Okay, so she's been in your lifetimes. But in this lifetime, she was like a... I get more of a great aunt in this lifetime. Okay?
Or grandma. Okay, yeah, definitely. Because my parents are living still, so you're perfect. Okay.
But I get... You know, I'm going to use this. I'm going to be very careful because I don't want to insult her. But she has this robust personality. This very robust... Robust,
yes.
big personality, right? So
okay.
Very big. And so her message is really the same thing to you. Be bigger than life. Be bigger than life. Don't ever crawl back into your hole. Be bigger than life. That's really cool.
I know.
She's pushing
Anything
you.
Else?
It's like pushing you on the stage. I don't know, what do you do when you... But she's pushing you on the stage. Okay?
Okay.
And I do get something. I don't know if you're looking for money or more financial success, but she's saying to you that it's just around the corner. Be assertive.
Thank you.
It's just around
the
corner.
I'm looking for
that. Be assertive.
Around the corner before the first of the year? Is that around the corner? Yes.
Yes. Okay, you got it. Be assertive. Don't shrink back. Be robust.
Got it.
Okay? Gotta go.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
That was a perfect message. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day.
Don't mean to cut people off, but sometimes... Let me take one more call, then I'm going to be... I want to make sure I get this last caller in, if I can get it to work. Here, come on. Hurry up. Hello.
Hey, this is Jill. Thank you.
Hey, Jill. What's going on?
Okay, I had court today with my sisters over the sale of my parents' home. I ended up with zero money. It ended up costing my sister money. This will be the last time I'll ever see my sisters in my life, and what do you get?
The picture I get is, you know the old expression, you kind of rub your hands together like, oh, I'm done with that? Rubbing your hands together. It's time to rub your hands together. I'm done with that.
Okay.
Them. It's time to let it go. It's really time to let them go.
Okay.
Bury that deep into the ground. I get the shovel. Like, it's time to bury all that deep into the ground.
You know, what was so frustrating was the attorney I still didn't get the receipts for the inventory till today. He lied to the judge, said I got them. She said she believed him because he was an attorney over me. And again, another situation in my life where I'm being told I'm not believable when I'm the one who's never lying. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's time for you
Why?
To move on.
Okay,
dear, I don't have a lot of time to do this, but it's time for you to move on. Why? Because people basically are self-serving and they don't want to look like they're foolish.
Okay.
People are about themselves, and he doesn't want to look foolish. He doesn't want to look like he's at fault. You got it?
Yes. Why did the judge automatically believe him?
Partners in crime. Partners in crime.
Really?
Yeah. Okay? I got to go.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Thank
okay?
you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye now. Well, that was fun. Talk again Monday. Maybe we'll do more of these Monday. I love this stuff. I love stuff. Okay, so love. Bye. Wait a minute. Okay, now I can say goodbye.